This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
How Amazon can kill Bitcoin. Welcome to this podcast. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. HealthRangerReport.com. I've been a longtime supporter of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and the blockchain technology. Anything that is all about decentralization is usually good in my book. But since Bitcoin has moved into the Ponzi scheme stage, the pump and dump stage, I've been warning people about it, that it's overvalued, it's too risky, it's too volatile, too many noobs getting into the market who don't know anything about cryptocurrency, and so on and so forth. You can read all about that at one of my websites, bitraped.com, just like it sounds, bitraped.com. So I'm critical of Bitcoin right now, just its overvaluation, but I'm not in any way criticizing blockchain technology. In fact, this podcast is about how Amazon could launch its own blockchain technology and destroy Bitcoin. Because this is what's crucial to understand. Bitcoin was brilliant. Whoever invented it, who's still a secret, is a genius. No question about it. Fantastic invention. The blockchain technology, which is really a distributed ledger that's shared by multiple parties who are always confirming the integrity of the ledger entries, that's a brilliant technology. It's a very simple idea, by the way. It's not like he figured out E equals MC squared or anything like that, but it's still revolutionary in its decentralization, redundancy, and simplicity. So it's a very powerful technology. But here's the thing. Bitcoin is not the only place where blockchain exists. Blockchain is like a basic piece of infrastructure. It's almost like HTTP. It's like the internet protocol. But what runs on top of the blockchain is what's really going to be the big news down the road. That's what's going to make fortunes. And Bitcoin is really, in my mind, just a demonstration of blockchain technology, but it's not the best application of it. So I think that Bitcoin is still new to a lot of people, and it's still pretty cool to a lot of people, but it's already obsolete in many ways. There are better cryptocurrencies that already exist. There are zero-knowledge cryptocurrencies like Zcash. There are cloud-based computational platforms with cryptocurrency tie-ins like Ethereum and so on. But the real kicker in all of this is that Bitcoin itself has always suffered from the problem that it doesn't have really a lot of merchants who are accepting Bitcoin. I think there's 100,000 or so merchants. We've accepted Bitcoin at my online store, healthrangerstore.com. We accepted Bitcoin for a while. I don't know if we're doing it right now due to the volatility. And that's part of the problem. Merchants have to take a lot of risk if they accept Bitcoin because the prices move so wildly. You could take an order from somebody and then you could lose 50% of the Bitcoin you got before you even ship the order. So it's a big risk for a lot of merchants. Nevertheless, there is one merchant right now that is dominant in the industry, dominant in retailing and taking over the world. And that is, of course, Amazon.com, run by Jeff Bezos, who I think is an evil globalist, by the way, but that's beside the point. One thing for sure that you can say about Jeff Bezos, even if you think he's a prick, is that he's damn good at technology applications. I call him a brutal capitalist and technology innovator. He's brutal. He doesn't really have much compassion for people. He sells GMOs all over Amazon.com. He puts people out of business. He destroys jobs. You know, he just bought Whole Foods and is going to replace a lot of human workers with robot automation. Okay, so there's a good side and a bad side to that. Good side, it's going to be more efficient, going to make more money for the investors. Bad side, you're going to put a lot of human beings out of work. You're going to eliminate the dignity of the humans who are, you know, supposed to be the heart and soul of Whole Foods and so on. So there's an upside and downside to all of this. But what Jeff Bezos is positioned to do, and he does have the knowledge to do this, is to launch Amazon.com's own cryptocurrency that you can use to buy stuff on Amazon.com. Instantly, he would take over the cryptocurrency world. He would, in essence, make Bitcoin basically obsolete. I mean, Bitcoin, like everybody would sell Bitcoin at that point, and they would jump into the Amazon cryptocurrency instead. Why? Because you can immediately use that Amazon cryptocurrency to buy millions of products that Amazon.com carries and ships. Suddenly, the cryptocurrency is instantly redeemable for things that you need, from toilet paper to baby shoes to dog leashes, whatever. All of a sudden, I mean, even gun parts, you can buy like gun tools and things like that on Amazon.com. I know, because sometimes I still have to buy them there, even though I try not to. But nevertheless, if you can trade a cryptocurrency for something on Amazon, well, that's way more practical than Bitcoin, because you can't use Bitcoin on Amazon.com. So we've also got the history of Jeff Bezos and Amazon taking over the world. Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, turned it into a fake news rag. He launched Amazon Prime, free shipping. Then he launched his own movie division and I think won some Emmys or I don't know what, some kind of movie awards. I don't keep track of those things. Some kind of movie awards for some shows that Amazon produced. I mean, he started with books, but then he just kept dominating the world. And now he's got, you know, cloud computing services. He provides massive computing power to the CIA and other, you know, other projects. He's got web hosting, data systems, servers, computational cloud systems, you know, S3 services, all that. Actually, the Amazon universe is absolutely huge. You know, it's not just selling products. He has built a massive, massive system. You know, it's audible.com as well, audiobooks. Payment systems. It's you know, anti-fraud algorithm systems that are built into the Amazon backend. Amazon is huge. In fact, it's so big, I think we should break it up. It's too much of a monopoly. But the reason I mention all that, regardless of what you think about Amazon, is that Amazon has a history of dominating the world. And why wouldn't they want to dominate cryptocurrency? I mean, it's exactly the way Jeff Bezos thinks, is dominating cryptocurrency. Every sector of the economy, Jeff Bezos wants to dominate it. He's like Dr. Evil. You know, he wants to take over the world and he's got the means to do it, it seems. And he understands technology and he's actually very intelligent in terms of his technical applications. Again, he's like an evil genius. He's smart. He's got tons of money, billions of dollars, one of the richest persons in the world. But he has no real compassion for humanity, in my view. And that makes him the perfect person to just keep dominating and taking over, crushing the competition and so on. Again, I'm not saying that. I mean, what I'm saying here is that Amazon is positioned, strategically positioned, to launch its own cryptocurrency and make Bitcoin obsolete, or even Ethereum obsolete for that matter. Will Amazon do it? I have no idea. I haven't heard anything, no rumors, nothing. This is pure just guessing based on strategy, based on understanding Jeff Bezos and his technology and his company and so on. But why wouldn't they launch a cryptocurrency? And if they did launch a cryptocurrency, you know, people would just sell their other currencies and jump into it. It would be the next big thing. I could see an Amazon cryptocurrency having more market capitalization than Amazon.com itself. We're talking, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars in market capitalization probably within a few years of Amazon's cryptocurrency, which is bigger than all the current cryptocurrencies in the world combined. Can Amazon do it? Yeah, they have the computational power. They have the e-commerce system. They have the technology. They've got the warehouses to ship products that you can buy with the currency. They've got everything they need. And they still have the trust of most people. So they've got a trust factor in place that they could exploit for this project. So I would imagine that I'm going to say there's a 50-50 chance of this. If Jeff Bezos really wants to rule the world, he'll launch a cryptocurrency and he'll make sure that he controls like 5% of all the coins, just like the inventor of Bitcoin did, you know, something like that. And he will end up being by far the richest, wealthiest, you know, financially wealthy persons in the world. Bill Gates would be nothing compared to the wealth of Jeff Bezos if he launches an Amazon.com cryptocurrency. So that's my take on the situation. I can't tell you if they're going to do it for sure. Really, really, really don't know. But knowing Jeff Bezos, I think he's very likely to do something like this. And I think that the days of Bitcoin are really numbered. So thank you for listening. You know, be careful out there. It's a dangerous, volatile world. And if you bet money on Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency, you should be prepared to lose it, because that just may happen. Yep. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.